This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Want to know what they're frying up at the North Carolina State Fair this year? Bacon, bubble gum, even butter. All of it getting battered and dipped at the State Fair. And whether your fondest fair memory is of keeping down greasy food, flying high on thrill rides, or the sights and sounds of barnyard beasts, you can now share your fair experience at Blue Ribbon Memories. It's a new website designed by the State Library of North Carolina. It's a digital archive of historic documents from the State Fair, and it dates all the way back to the first one, 1853. The site also encourages people to contribute their personal recollections of the fair online. And we have somebody here who can tell us all about it, the Blue Ribbon Memories Project. Lisa Gregory is here from the State Department of Cultural Resources at the State Library. Welcome, Lisa. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. I'm pleased to be here.
This sounds like a great project. What's behind it? How did it get started?
Well, at the State Library, which is part of the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources, we digitize historic state government publications. And as shocking as this might be, they aren't always the most fascinating to people. So we were looking for something that was a little more interesting that really could get people engaged. And we came across publications from the State Fair dating back to, like you said, 1853. And so we decided to see if we could collect all of the premium lists from the State Fair, which are, if you don't know, they're publications that are created every year that tell you how much you get for your prize chicken or your prize cow or your quilt. And so we went around to area institutions to complement our collection and digitize those. And then we thought, how can we get folks engaged even more with these historic documents? So that's where we got this idea of asking people to kind of extend the official history of the State Fair by contributing their personal memories.
Well, so what kinds of things are you hearing?
Oh my gosh, we're hearing all sorts of things. There's a lot of interesting comments about children's first State Fair, you know, their favorite rides, the first time they had their, you know, ear of corn or deep fried Reese's cup or things like that. People love to take their kids to the fair.
How far back are these memories going?
I think we've got some that are especially from Jim Graham's family. They've been contributing things from the 1970s and even a little bit earlier. They've been very kind in giving some of their close family memories to
us. Former agriculture commissioner.
Yes, the sod father.
The sod father.
Much beloved.
And these are memories of him, so that these are people now remembering what their grandfather might have remembered.
Yes, exactly.
What kinds of things are you hearing?
Well, we've got, I believe it was his daughter. Her sister was born during the State Fair one year. And
at the State Fair?
Not at the State Fair.
Just while it was
going on.
Okay.
And I guess they've said that for years afterwards, she believed that the State Fair was her birthday party. And so while she was growing up, she thought that the State Fair was just for her. And so they have kindly given us a digital copy of a birth announcement that was announcing her birth and as kind of with a blue ribbon on it and let us know that that was her memory of the fair.
How great. So. There's an interactive timeline of the State Fair at Blue Ribbon Memories. It goes from 1861 to 68. Of course, the Civil War stopped the State Fair, right?
Yes.
And then later from 1942 to 45. Would World War II stop the fair?
Yes. The only times the fair wasn't held was the Civil War, World War I, and World War II. And then for 2 years, when the fair transitioned from being under the purview of the Board of Agriculture or the State Agriculture Society to a state agency.
So lots of presidents have made appearances at the fair over the years. Any noteworthy presidential visits?
Yes, Gerald Ford was there, and that's, again, was contributed some photographs both from the Department of Archives and from Jim Graham's family. Roosevelt was also there, the first Roosevelt, and that's in there, and some photographs of those from the state archives as well.
Did Gerald Ford trip over a goat or anything?
Not that I know of, but he looks extremely candid, and it seems like an awful lack of security around him.
So now what kinds of people are contributing to the site?
all kinds of people. We've had some of our youngest contributors, 3, 4 years old.
What does a three-year-old say about their memories?
They don't say much, but I have excellent drawings of a carousel and also of the helicopter ride, which was a big favorite. And then we have people who are fondly remembering things like their honeymoon at the fair, things that they remember from years ago, but they're just contributing now. We have folks talking about romance at the fair, first dates, things like that.
Because nothing is more romantic than a demolition derby.
I know. And one person said that she knew it was going to last when her husband spent $1 to see a giant rat with her.
that is love.
That's a telling story right there.
Fried food, certainly one of the big draws of the state fair. Any of those greasing memories stick in your mind?
I think I personally had my first deep-fried Kool-Aid the other evening at the state fair. That was interesting. We have a lot of people submitting pictures of fried foods both before and after.
What about some of the other artifacts or documents? I mean, memories are great, but there must be some other fascinating posters that are just, in a way, illuminating about the times in which the fair has been held.
They really are. We have a fantastic 1884 exposition book that contains photographs and some of the earliest photographs of the fair. And during that year, it was held for the entire year, or the entire month, excuse me. And there are pictures of troops that were kind of arrayed in their dress uniforms. There were pictures of the exhibits at that time with people and the racetrack. We also have one of my favorite items, which was digitized by the State Archives, our sister agency. It's a short clip, 1940s film footage of the fair. And it was it's fantastic. You see car races, you see car stunts, you see even the burlesque show. And that's also available on our site.
Agriculture, of course, still very important to the North Carolina economy. So farming, the animals that are shown, and the kind of exhibits are crucial to the economy. But times have changed in terms of the importance of an exhibit like that, one place where everybody comes once a year for a fair. How has the nature of the state fair changed over time?
That's something that I find really interesting, because I don't know that a lot of people realize that. In 1853, the fair was created as a mechanism for farmers to find out about agricultural improvements. There weren't deep-fried Twinkies and the Gravitron and things like that. Folks would come. It was a very social event, but they'd be able to see the latest agricultural implements and find out how to improve their crop yields. That was really the focus and the crux of the fair. And so over time, it became more of a place for entertainment when they added horse races and car racing and things like that. And while agriculturalists exhibits and competitions are still really pivotal, it's gotten a little bit less well-known. And so I'm really anxious for people to find out about the history and how that was really how it started to kind of expand North Carolina's agricultural cachet in the South by education.
Will the site stay up for subsequent fairs?
Definitely. We at the Department of Cultural Resources are all about keeping history to the forefront and preserving it. And so it's going to be up for people to contribute their memories for years to come.
Sounds great. Lisa, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
My guest is Lisa Gregory of the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources State Library. To read collections of the State Fair or to add your own Blue Ribbon memory to the archive, visit statefair.ncdcr.gov. North Carolina State Fair runs through October 23rd in Raleigh. Just ahead, who wrote the Bible? On the State of Things, from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.
It's the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late. Boom, boom, boom. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.